In the name of our one God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. Happy New Year. The end of one calendar year and the beginning of another, these arbitrary lines we draw around time, they can be opportunities. Opportunities, of course, to look back at the year that is closing or has just ended, and a time to look ahead then at the year to come, or the year, in our case, that we're just entering. I often do this, not intentionally necessarily, but I do it just as a matter of course every year, because this is not a large phone or a tablet. Well, it is a tablet of sorts, but it's where I keep everything that happens during a year, appointments and meetings and phone calls, and it's the to-do list, and it's on paper, which is made of trees, and I use a pencil because things change. So I end up using the eraser often as much as I use the pencil. And so because I use one of these, and it takes a human person to actually write things down in it, birthdays or anniversaries or say staff meetings or what have you, they don't automatically transfer to the next year. And so every year I take a few hours and look back on one year as I transfer things to the next. It's almost like a ritual of sorts, and it does give me then time to reflect. Of course, I've had a lot to reflect on this past year. But when I read or when I listen to that story from Matthew, then I wonder, and the Christmas story that Matthew takes part in, I wonder what Mary and Joseph would have thought as they reflected on those first years with Jesus. From our vantage point this morning, from our vantage point now 2,000 years removed from that first Christmas, we often think of the blessedness of that time, and that blessedness is true. And it is a blessedness that's reflected in our Christmas carols and hymns and cards and creche scenes. And yet, and you knew there was going to be a yet. And yet, I wonder what Mary and Joseph would have thought while they were within it, while they were actually experiencing the things within these stories that we hear and know so well. I doubt when they were actually in those experiences, feeling those things, going through those moments, I doubt that they would have felt all of those moments to be quite so joyful or blessed or even desirable at all. The details we know so well, there's that announcement, fear-inducing, the pregnancy, the journey, the birth, the manger. And then today, Matthew tells us something else, another complement to the story that we usually know from Luke. This rushed night flight to Egypt, where the Holy Family live as refugees. They live as immigrants with the young one in tow. Of course, I don't know what this experience is like, but people right here in New Bedford do. Plenty of people have experienced this very same thing. Running from political violence, Mary and Joseph live in a foreign land. When they do return to Israel, there is yet more disruption. It seems from Matthew's narrative that they planned to settle in Judea, but they are forced by circumstances once again to live in Galilee. in what was considered to be a backwater town, Nazareth. So really, would they have wished for any of this? Would they have desired this? Yet God was born through it. In my mind, I can picture, or I imagine, Mary and Joseph years later, after these events are really a memory. And as couples do, they reflect on these things that had happened. And as they do, they feel once again something of the pain and the difficulty that happened to them and around them. Of course, there's, I imagine, nostalgia as well. But also seeing, also knowing that God was with them. God was with them during that time, in those moments, in the challenges that they went through, in the uncertainty. God was working through these things that they had experienced, as challenging as it had been. As we do begin another calendar year, the experience of the Holy Family, it beckons to me. I hope to all of us that we might more intentionally recognize the good that is springing forth in our midst. However difficult something might be, that we enter into each day, each encounter, believing that God is within it. Looking for God's goodness within each situation. For God is with us. In the beauty and wonder of life, God is with us. In those moments of hardship and despair, God is with us. The story of that first Christmas, it beckons to me as well. It invites me. I hope it invites all of us into greater empathy, into greater solidarity with those in need. How many people are in situations and circumstances like the very things experienced by the Holy Family? Living with scarcity and impoverishment? Those without a roof over their heads? Those affected by discrimination, persecution, violence? Those who seek some measure of peace and safety in foreign lands? This is the Holy Family. The Christmas story has real world implications for those who follow Jesus. Because we hear about the Holy Family every day. In stories as close as our own community, in stories as close as right next door. So this Christmas season, let us allow the Christmas story to further open our eyes. Looking for God's provision and faithfulness, yes, through any situation or circumstance. While it also opens our hearts to the Mary, Joseph, and Jesuses of our own day. Let us share this hope of Christmas, this reality of God with us, through our continued prayer, our words, and our ministry together. Amen.